these volunteers from every walk of life make the experience of having to be in a shelter that much more tolerable, that much more accepting. So it's what they do is incredibly special. The next one that does come to mind is the true tale of an area dentist who has retired within the last year and a half, but who has been coming to the shelter every single Thursday noon for approximately 6 years. He's a soft-spoken gentleman. He's very observant. He's obviously bright and a trained professional. But he has showed up at 10:30 every Thursday morning for that many weeks and that many years to take what raw materials we have on hand. And he's especially wonderful at producing a salad at every meal. And simply and quietly goes about his work in the kitchen with no fuss, fanfare, or calls for attention until it's time to serve. If other volunteers have showed up to help, he's gracious about that. If one of our guests wants to help out, he's gracious about that. He never acts like that kitchen is his space or that he needs any recognition at all for what he does. So much so that a few years ago at our annual meeting, we embarrassed him with Volunteer of the Year Award, which I think he's still blushing about. My name is Dennis Marble. I'm the executive director of the Bangor Area Homeless Shelter in Bangor, Maine. What is giving to you?
Voices of Giving is a month-long series where listeners share how and why they give. So what is giving to you? Visit mpbn.net to share your thoughts and to listen to others from across the state. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.